and all four of us went straight out of the same class at school into the war. Close behind us are our friends. Chardon, a skinny locksmith who is the same age as us and the biggest glutton in the company. He's thin when he sits down to eat, and when he gets up again, he's got a pot belly. High Vestus, the same age, a peat digger, who can quite easily hold an army-issue loaf in one great paw and ask, "Guess what I've got in my hand?" Dettering, a farmer who thinks about nothing but his bit of land and his wife. And finally, Stanislaus Kaczynski, leader of our group. Tough, crafty, shrewd, 40 years old, with an earthy face, blue eyes, sloping shoulders, and an amazing nose for trouble, good food, and cushy jobs. Our group was at the head of the grub queue. We were getting impatient because the cook sergeant didn't know what was going on and was still standing there waiting. In the end, Kaczynski shouted to him, "Come on, mate, open up your soup kitchen. Anyone can see the beans are done." But he just shook his head dozily. "You've all got to be here first." Chardon grinned. "We are all here." The cook sergeant still didn't get it. "That would suit you nicely, wouldn't it? Come on, where are the rest?" "They won't be getting served by you today. It's either a field hospital."